precipitation today. Partly cloudy in the night. It was 60 right around midnight, and right now it is 54 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM in Richland Center, where the news at 6 is sponsored by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers, and by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, providing quality service and equipment for all water systems.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. This is day two of testimony in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial. It will begin with a hearing on the gag order that prosecutors say Donald Trump has violated at least 10 times. ABC's Peter Haralambos has more.
Prosecutors have asked Judge Juan Merchan to fine Trump $10,000. They cited 10 social media or campaign posts from Trump they alleged violate the gag order by mentioning jurors or witnesses in the case. Prosecutors have also raised the possibility of jail time if Trump continues to violate the order.
No opening statements in the case were held on Monday. More protests against the war in Gaza on college campuses this week. Police made more than 100 arrests while clearing a pro-Palestinian encampment at New York University last night. Protests also at Columbia and also Yale. City of Baltimore wants the owner of the Dolly cargo ship held in keep responsible for the Key Bridge collapse. City leaders argue in court filings the company knew of problems on board before the ship took off, crashing into the bridge. This is ABC News. New concerns about a major cyber attack against the country's biggest health insurer, United Health Group, now says what it calls a substantial portion of patient data was stolen earlier this year in a hacking. Book fans are stepping up their fight against book bans.
After conservative groups sought to ban books dealing with sexuality, gender, and race in Bloomington, Minnesota, a not-straight 18-year-old, Shay Ross and friends, organized and helped persuade their school board to make it much harder to do so. Minnesota is one of several Democratic-leaning states pursuing bans on book bans. Washington and Maryland passed them this year, Illinois last year. Over 4,000 books were targeted last year, says the American Library Association, a big increase from the year before. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
And a major deal in the world of high-fashion handbags running into a federal roadblock. The FTC suing to stop the company behind Coach from buying the parent company of Michael Kors. They say it would stifle competition. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit-sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow. He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488. An update on sports scores, courtesy of the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Last night in baseball, Ithaca was a winner, 6-5 over Seneca. DeSoto edged Weston 4-3. Riverdale 9-0 over Iowa Grant. River Valley 16, Mineral Point 15. Schulzburg-Benton beat Highland 8-7. In softball, Ithaca 4-1 over Seneca. Also a win for Kickapoo over North Crawford, 21-0. Hillsboro 6 and Royal 1. Boscobel 10-0 over Riverdale. And River Valley 8-2 over McFarland. In action from the majors, O'Neill Cruz broke out of a slump with 3 hits. Rookie Jared Jones allowed 1 run in 6 innings. And the Pirates ended their skid at 6 games, beating Milwaukee 4-2, stopping the Brewers' 4-game win streak last night. Elsewhere in the National League, Philadelphia 7-0 over Cincinnati. Atlanta 3-0 over Miami. St. Louis 5, Arizona 3. San Diego 3-1 over Colorado. San Francisco 5-2 winners against the Mets. In the American League, Oakland 2, the Yankees 0, Detroit 7-1 over Tampa Bay, Minnesota 7, the White Sox 0, Toronto 5, Kansas City 3, Baltimore 4-2 over the Angels. The NBA playoffs saw Cleveland beat Orlando 96-86, New York 104, Philadelphia 101, Denver 101, the Lakers 99. From the NHL playoffs, Toronto 3-2 over Boston, Carolina 5, the Islanders 3, Vegas 4-3 over Dallas, Edmonton 7-4 winners against Los Angeles. The Bucks return to playoff action tonight, playing Indiana in game number 2, 7:30 for the tip-off time tonight.
Are you looking to make a difference in your community? Whether you're a student between the ages of 13 to 18 looking to gain valuable experience, a retiree wanting to give back, or simply someone with a heart for service, there's a place for you at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. To learn more about volunteer opportunities and how you can get involved, contact our volunteer program coordinator. Make a difference by volunteering with the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
The forecast calls for a high of 66 today, variable clouds, mild and breezy, spotty showers and thunderstorms late today, west winds 10 to 18 miles per hour. Clear and cold tonight with frost later on, a low of 30. Wednesday sunny and cooler than normal, a high of 56. Wednesday evening 31, mainly clear and crisp with frost again. Thursday rather nice, lots of sunshine and 62. Friday windy with off and on showers and thunderstorms, a high of 62 degrees. Currently in Richland Center, our temperature is 54 on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge. Today, Tuesday, April 23rd, as we ease on into it.
There's something in water around here. It's more than just boats and beers. It's new friends, old songs, sunsets, sing-alongs, and problems that disappear. And it don't matter where you're from or who you know, just pull up slow. You wanna tie up, put your feet in the water, pop a coat top, just float like a bobber. And it don't matter if you're Mastercraft or your Bass Tracker, it don't matter, tie up. Up a can, put a little sun on that farmer's tan. Leave your troubles on the bank and your gas in the tank. Just worry about what's in your cup and tie it up. Cocktail cove, just laughing and lying and sunburned, frying the good times in stereo. Get a tube full of crickets and some bull peanuts, catch an AM buzz and tie it up. Put your feet in the water, pop a cold top, just float like a bobber. And it don't matter if you're Mastercraft or your Bass Tracker, it don't matter, tie it up. Up a can, put a little sun on that farmer's tan. Leave your troubles on the bank and your gas in the tank. Just worry about what's in your cup and tie it up.
Cup.
The new one from the Zac Brown Band and Tie Up There. That's a snappy little number. Well, here's a reminder. Crofton Drive in Henrietta Township will be closed again today. That from the traffic reminders. And from the Lost and Found, lost a diamond pendant necklace in Richland Center. The number to call is 608-279-0529. If you've seen that, 279-0529. From the Lost and Found today here on WRCO-FM 100.9. 53 as we start the day on a Tuesday. This is Reba McEntire.
You sure know what you're doing, holding me this way, and I'll go.
Gamble till the money runs out. They'll take teenage rebel and a rogue. Daughters love them, daddies hate them, mamas don't understand. Whenever life feels down and dirty, they just play them another hand. Yeah, there's a place in heaven for those wild and kindred souls, but they'll be raising hell till then, a renegade's rip and rolls. Renegades, rebels and rogues, eyes of fire, hearts of gold. They ramble till they drop, gamble till the money runs. It's in their blood, you know, that all roads lead to another road. Renegades, rebels, and rogues. Oh, come on. They'll take any wrong direction.
Tracy Lawrence on WRCO, Renegades, Rebels, and Rogues. Where do you fit in, huh? Anyway, 53 here at the WRCO studios. A reminder going on this week, the final winter mini farmers market will be held coming up tomorrow from noon until 4. That's at the Richland Community Center. The first summer market here in Richland Center will be May 8th. So it's coming up on down the trail with the likelihood of some good early spring stuff there. So a couple of weeks from tomorrow. And a reminder, the union will host an AP Environmental Science Review taught by Noah Johnson for students Wednesday night from 7 until 8. The class is open to any student in any district at no cost. The union is located in the basement of the Richland Center City Auditorium. For more information, call Jessica at 608-604-6601.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
Are you ready to buy a house? Do you know somebody looking to buy a house? Do you not know where to start? Do you not know where to apply? Do you just have some general questions about buying a home? Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage, the Schultz Mortgage Team, your local mortgage expert. When I say expert, I mean that because mortgage is all I do. I don't want your checking account. I don't want your car loan. I just want to help you buy a house. Whether you need an FHA loan, a VA loan for veterans, a USDA loan, or a conventional loan, contact the Schultz Mortgage Team 7 days a week, 604-5068. We do not work banker hours.
Looking for a rewarding job opportunity? The House on the Rock Resort in rural Spring Green is hiring for multiple hotel housekeeping positions. They have openings for just Sundays, weekends, and part-time positions, offering up to 5 shifts a week. Applicants age 16 and up are welcome to apply. To join the team, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Don't miss out on this chance to work in a beautiful resort setting. At Benson Insurance Agency, they've got you covered for life's unexpected twists. From life and car insurance to home, UTV, four-wheeler, farm, commercial auto, and property, they've got you covered. Count on them for competitive rates and professional services that prioritize your peace of mind. Your protection is their priority. Call them at 475-0216 or email bensoninsurance23@gmail.com. Benson Insurance Agency, your trusted partner in safeguarding what matters most. They're not just agents, they're your advocates.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Bailey Payton Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Are you suffering from neck or back pain, headaches, or had an injury? Maybe it's time to take control of your health and quality of life. Our experienced staff, Dr. Michael Murphy and Dr. Tracy Peterson, specialize in natural, drug-free solutions to help relieve pain and restore mobility. We also offer federal medical exams for CDL drivers. Call us at the Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211, where pain ends and healing begins.
I gotta go see them. I got this pain in my back there. Maybe from Kerry and Henry. I'm not sure. But anyway, he'll be in a little bit later on. It's Tuesday Quizzy Poo Day. 53 in Richland Center on a Tuesday morning. Here's Merle Haggard.
The blood-red sun beat down and baked the red clay ground. And dust kicked up around his John Deere wheel. No trace of rain in sight. Again, he'll lose the fight and have to watch his crops die in the fields. They stood there, both in tears. His wife of many years said, John, you know, I hate to lose our farm. He looked into her eyes, then looked up at the sky, and told her as he held her in his arms, in my next life, I want to be your hero, something better than I turned out to be. I live this life. Proud of me. The muscles in his arms, just like his rundown farm, soon withered up and slowly disappeared. One hard-working man, two hard-working hands, we're giving up after all these years. His aging eyes grew dim, and the lady that worshipped him sat crying on a chair beside his bed. Her hands caressed his brow. She said, it's all right now. And as he slowly slipped away, he said, in my next life, I want to be your hero, something better than I turned out to be. I've lived this life behind the plow and harrow, but in my next life, proud of me. In my next life, I want to be your hero, something better than I turned out to be. I live this life behind the plow and halo. In my next life, I'll make you proud of me. Make you proud of me.
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Fill up with something delicious.
A good-hearted woman that turned his best to better, holds it all together. They made a Main Street name for me before I was a limb on the family tree. Sour town in the harvest air, funnel cake kiss at the county fair, wrapped in love like a barbed wire fence, two reckless kids detangled up since. Boy meets girl in a homeroom class, stars deep forever, can't come too fast, put some overtime on it down on a ring and a half egg, a piece of ground, yeah. Before you know it, they're painting the front room blue, they get a little hellraiser Sunday school, they can yawn every day before the sun comes up, for the small town love.
WRCO Radio featuring Lewis Bryce and Lee Bryce and A Product Of here on WRCO. Caitlin Clark will leave college ranks, going to the WNBA, and starting her career, she could be auditioning for the U.S. Women's Basketball Selection Committee, whether she deserves a spot on the Paris Olympic roster as well. She couldn't attend the U.S. training camp in Cleveland because the Final Four was going and Iowa was still playing. So attending the camp, not mandatory, but it certainly would have helped her make the team. The U.S. isn't expected to name its roster for the Paris Games before June 1st. We'll check out sports coming up a little bit later on today. The Brewers with a loss in Pittsburgh after getting a sweep over the weekend. Those stories and more, plus a very busy high school schedule from yesterday as well. When it's not raining, they're playing.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab of Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. Nothing is everything. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Ridges and Rivers Book Festival in Viroqua is coming April 26th and 27th. This event will feature over 50 authors giving presentations with activities for all ages. You can expect author presentations, writing workshops, an art show, food vendors, the 50th anniversary celebration of Dungeons & Dragons, and so much more. To see the entire schedule, register for events, or buy tickets, visit ridgesandriversbookfestival.org today.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
News Time at 6:30 is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. Today's forecast calls for a high of 66. Spotty showers and thunderstorms possible late in the day. For tonight, clear and cold, and it could be a frosty 30 degrees tomorrow morning. Right now in Richland Center, we're at 53.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. The Biden administration announces new minimum staffing levels for federally funded nursing homes. Vice President Kamala Harris made that announcement at a roundtable event in La Crosse yesterday. The new rules require 80% of federal funds that care facilities receive go towards worker pay, and companies will have to report where the money is being spent. Up until now, staffing levels have been determined by the states. The La Crosse stop was Harris's third trip to Wisconsin this year. The VP also attended a separate campaign event in La Crosse. Three newly elected Richland School Board members took the oath of office at last night's board meeting. They were Scott Bailing, Brady Doudna, and Lee Van Landite. Following the oath of office, running its reorganizational meeting by electing its officers, Aaron Numbihan was elected president, Scott Bailing vice president, Robin Dickman clerk, Brady Doudna treasurer, and Neil Huntemer acting clerk. Robin Dickman was elected to serve as the Wisconsin Association of School Board delegate, with Sheila Troxell as the alternate. Scott Bailing was elected as the Richland School District Foundation representative. The CESA 3 convention representative elected was Neil Huntemer, with Lee Van Landite as the alternate. All were elected unanimously and unopposed. Community First Bank has been the official depository for several years and has served the district well. Additionally, the district uses several other financial institutions for investment purposes. The board agreed to use the local government investment pool for an alternative investment location. The board also approved Kirk Strang with Strang Law LLC as the legal firm for most of the legal matters in the 24-25 season, and to empower the district administrator to use other firms as needed for special purposes, and the Richland Observer as the official newspaper. The Richland School District Board of Education will continue to meet on the second and fourth Mondays of the month. Gas prices are still going up across Wisconsin. The average rose 2.3 cents per gallon in the last week. The average across the state is 3.38. That's 1.8 cents lower than a month ago and almost 8 cents lower than this time last year. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said refineries should be wrapping up their maintenance soon. That means gasoline production should increase, putting downward pressure on the prices soon. Dairyland Power Cooperative celebrated Earth Day yesterday by making a $20,000 donation to the Outdoor Recreation Alliance to support the development of their trail farm project in La Crosse. In La Crosse, the 277-acre project is made up of forest and farmland, which will be transformed into a community area, providing access to 15 miles of shared-use trails and other amenities. The purpose of this project is to allow for a broader audience to embrace nature through hiking, biking, and skiing trails accessible to all user levels. It will also include opportunities to play, learn, and celebrate the outdoors. This donation includes a $10,000 match from CoBank, a national cooperative bank, through CoBank's Sharing Success program. Find out more about being a caregiver. The Tomah VA Medical Center will host a resource fair, Beyond the Caregiving Role, Seeing the Whole Caregiver, today at noon in Building 455 Veterans Hall. A variety of booths from VA, community, and the state will be available. Talk with and learn more about being a caregiver and how being a caregiver can help the veteran in your life. North America might be in for another smoky summer. Dr. Bruce Snyder is with Health Professionals for a Healthy Climate. He says climate change is fueling hotter and drier summers, raising the risk for wildfires.
And when that happens, people have more respiratory disease. People have chronic lung disease, tend to get sicker. So there's a lot of downstream consequences.
Climate change is making summer less healthy for millions. Scientists are also keeping an eye on insects that carry disease.
This is having a profound effect on our wildlife, but also we're seeing a lot more progressively rising rates of Lyme disease, of West Nile virus.
Snyder says he's also worried about more wildfires as conditions each summer get hotter and drier. Federal wildlife officials have decided not to place lake sturgeon on the endangered species list, ensuring annual spearing seasons in Wisconsin and Michigan can continue. The Center for Biological Diversity petitioned the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in 2018 to list the prehistoric fish as endangered or threatened, arguing the creatures have been excessively harvested and their habitats have been deteriorating due to dam construction, water pollution, and water diversity. The agency announced on Monday that lake sturgeon don't need protections under the Endangered Species Act. Officials said that sturgeon stocking programs have led to population growth and returned sturgeon to areas where they had vanished before. A reminder, Crofton Drive in Henrietta Township is closed for the second day as work continues in that area today. Coming up, a look at today's weather picture.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
A high temperature will reach in the mid to upper 60s today. Mild and breezy, winds at times between 10 and 18. Spotty showers and thunderstorms possible later this afternoon. Clear and cold tonight with frost late. A low of 30. Tomorrow, sunny and cooler than normal, a high of 56. Thursday, lots of sunshine and 62. And Friday, off and on showers and thunderstorms and a high of 62. Yesterday, a trace of precipitation here at the studios. We hit a high of 65 degrees. We were at 60 right around the midnight hour, and our temp has dropped a little bit more. We're now down to 53. That is the overnight low.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde, his businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Sports Time is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex, Richland Center's Public Indoor Swimming Pool and Fitness Center, and sponsored by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's Tractor Experts. Coming up, details on the sports schedule from yesterday. A busy high school schedule today as well. The Brewers suffered a loss in Pittsburgh last night.
All Cub Cadet mowers are on sale now at the Homesteader Store. Hi, this is Rick. The sale includes industry-leading Cub Cadet Ultima zero-turn mowers with both lap bar and steering wheel units. The sale includes the quality Enduro Series lawn and garden tractors. They are all on sale, so come and save $150 to $500. See the full line of Cub Cadet products at your mower headquarters, the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
The Ithaca girls softball team defeated Seneca 4-1 last night. The Bulldogs plated three runs in the first inning and added one in the fourth. Seneca scored one in the fifth and stranded two runners in the seventh before Ithaca got the final out. Ariana Lewis got the pitching win, striking out 13, walking five while yielding two hits. Alyssa Muller had an RBI triple. Josie Lau singled in a run. Brinley Wanless and Brooklyn Dickey each had hits as the Bulldogs improved to 5-1, 3-1. In the Ridge and Valley. Bridget Hall suffered the pitching loss for the RBI. It came from Kylie Staluka and two hits for Addison Davison of Seneca last night. 4-1, Ithaca wins. Seneca plays Boscobel tonight. The Bulldogs will play a doubleheader against Lafarge on Thursday. In other softball, it was Boscobel shutting out Riverdale 10-0, River Valley 8-2 over McFarland, Cuba City 2, Fenimore 1, Viroqua 22-7 over DeSoto, Kickapoo 21-0 over North Crawford, Wazika Steuben shut out Lafarge 11-0, Hillsboro 6, Royal 1, Cuba City 2-1 over Fenimore. In baseball from last night, Riverdale defeated Iowa Grant in SWAL action, a makeup game, 9-0. The Chieftains got a big pitching performance from senior Logan Cagle, who went 5 2/3 innings of shutout ball, striking out 8 and giving up just 3 hits. Senior Andre Tainter would pitch the final inning and a third to nail down the win. Carson Kenyon was 3 for 4 for the Chieftains, who improved to 4-1 in conference and 5-3 overall. Elsewhere, it was Isaac Jennings taking the loss on the hill for Weston after allowing 2 earned runs on 8 hits, 7 strikeouts, and no walks. 8 hits for Weston, but DeSoto edged them by a score of 4-3 last night. Garrett Jennings, Isaac Jennings, both 2 for 3. Trevor Westfall, 2 for 4 in that action last night. The Ithaca win over Seneca 6-5 kept the Bulldogs unbeaten through 7 games this year. Last night, they were picking up some big hits. A couple of hits for Micah Salisbury and also 3 hits apiece for Logan Anderson and Mac Neef. Wes Nelson had 4 RBIs, including a big home run for the Bulldogs as they got by Seneca 6-5 in conference play last night. The winning pitcher was Micah Salisbury, who worked 5 innings. Sammy Clary worked the final 2. It was a victory last night for Viroqua over Lancaster 15-1. Scholesburg Benton edged Highland 8-7, Royal 4, Hillsboro 1, and in the wildest game of the day, River Valley 16, Mineral Point 15. Prairie du Chien was a winner over Richland Center in girls soccer 11-0. On the schedule tonight, track and field, Riverdale will be hosting multiple schools at that event tonight. The Riverdale baseball team plays at Cuba City, while the Riverdale softball team is at Mineral Point. River Valley in action tonight, another busy night as they get set for action around southwest Wisconsin, including that SWC golf meet. Richland Center and River Valley will both be there at Lancaster. It's Dodgeville and River Valley playing today, and softball action featuring River Valley and Prairie du Chien. Richland Center baseball is at Platteville, while the Richland Center girls soccer team will take on Dodge Point, and softball playing at Dodgeville as well for the Hornets. Elsewhere, there's track action at Kickapoo tonight, the Lee Griffin invite, which will involve several area schools. The Pittsburgh Pirates were able to break their 6-game losing streak last night with a 4-2 win over Milwaukee. Rookie Jared Jones kept the Brewers' offense in check to get the win, and David Bednar notched the save. Joe Ross was the hard luck loser after giving up just 2 runs in 5 1/3. Reese Hoskins had a home run for Milwaukee. The teams play the second game of the 4-game series Series at American Family Field for tonight. The Brewers haven't officially named a starter. Pat Murphy was happy they kept it close again.
We had a chance again, played 21 games this year. We've had the winning run on base or at the plate in every game. I think every game we've played, win or lose. So it's pretty cool. The guys compete.
The Brewers, with the loss last night, will try to bounce back tonight. Well, the Bucks get back to action in the playoffs this evening. It's game number 2 against the Indiana Pacers, and Milwaukee won the opener. Veteran Chris Middleton was asked about playing without Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Collective effort. I mean, even when he comes back, we'll have to do it as a group. But knowing that one of your main guys is out, one of the best players in the league, it's not going to be easy. So everybody has to, you know, step up to the plate, do a little bit more, but not by themselves.
Tip-off time 7:30 tonight in Milwaukee. Most NFL experts expect the Packers will trade one or more of their 11 draft picks, maybe trade up from the 25th position at the 24 NFL draft later this week. Green Bay GM Brian Gutekunst may be thinking in the other direction. He told reporters Monday the team would love to end up with 13 or 14 draft choices. Goody is on record as liking to have competition for every position on the team. A healthy rookie class would set that up. Of course, his comment could also just be some pre-draft posturing as well. With a look at sports, I'm Phil Nee.
Which group do you belong to? The 20% or the 80%? 20% of people exercise regularly and 80% don't. Hi, this is Tracy. Letting you know whichever group you belong to, Simon's Recreation Complex has an activity that can get you moving. We aim to make exercise fun. Do you like exercising in a group? We have both land and water instructor-led exercise classes. Do you prefer to work out by yourself? Our exercise rooms are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Do you want to exercise with your children in the pool? The pool is open 7 days a week with times available every day for family swim. Visit our website, simonsrec.com, and complete a complimentary, no-obligation, free one-week pass. Use this week pass at Simon's Recreation Complex for a great week discovering how exercise can be fun. Simon's Recreation Complex is your community health and recreation facility dedicated to your success and encouraging you to get moving and belong to the 20% group. Call us today at 647-8522.
100.9 WRCO.
I don't know why God always takes the good ones first. And man, I've tried to be strong and carry on, but damn, this hurts. And I just wish that I could talk to you again somehow, some way. Even if it's for a moment, so I can hear you say, don't cry for me, I'm alright. I'm better than you know. And this life can be a shorter ride, so don't waste it on sorrow. Just hold on to those moments and the memories we shared. We're both headed for the same place anyway. I just beat you there. Better than you. beat you there. And as each day goes by, I get a little bit stronger. But that don't stop me from wishing you were here a little bit longer. Whoa, 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 whoa. So I'm gonna smile when I think of you, like I know you'd want me to. And I know you're watching over me, and everything I do, and all those things I never got to say. Well, I'll send them with this prayer, then look up, wipe my tears, and raise my beer. And I'll see you there.
Diamond Rio and Mirror, Mirror on the Wall, who is the fairest DJ of all? Henry, you want to get a broom? Anyway, we're at 53 degrees here at WRCO Studios. The time is 5 minutes before 7.
This is Andy from Equity Livestock with your market results from April the 22nd. We had 407 head today, 20 head of fat cattle day. High yielding choice Holstein steers, 155 to 165. Choice Holstein steers, 144 to 154. And select unfinished steers and heifers, 143 and down. 105 head of slaughter cows day. The top 20% bring 114 to 130, the middle 60, 105 to 113, and the bottom 20% 104 and down. Two bulls day, bulls are 130 to 144. 272 head of calves day. Top 80% Holstein bull calves bring 380 to 600. Quality Holstein heifer calves 320 and down. Quality beef calves 400 to 890. And the light pork quality calves $150 and down. And don't forget, we have a going to bat grass special sale on Thursday. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. This has been Andy Hipsch from Equity Livestock. Have a great week.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been a locally owned, reliable fuel delivery business. Whether it's residential, agricultural, or commercial, Meyer Oil and LP has you covered. Offering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for your fuel needs. Call and talk with their friendly staff at 608-524-3914.
Hey Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy three-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East. A high of 66 today. Spotty showers could be happening late in the day. 30 tonight. Right now, 53 in Richland Center.
Rain dripping off the brim of my hat. Sure is cold today. Here I am walking down 66. Wish she hadn't done me that way. Sleeping under a table in a roadside park. A man could wake up dead. But it sure seems warmer than it did. Sleeping in our king-sized bed. Is anybody going to San Antonio? Or Phoenix, Arizona. Any place is all right as long as I can forget I've ever known her. Wind whipping down the neck of my shirt like I ain't got nothing on. But I'd rather fight the wind and rain than what I've been fighting at home. Yonder comes a truck with the U.S. mail. People writing letters back home. Tomorrow she'll probably want me back, but I'll still be just as gone. Is anybody going to San Antonio or Phoenix, Arizona? Any place is all right as long as I can forget